this to put if you're looking.
We're going to be learning the ninth mimer of the Pritzadik on Parshas Shmois. The Rebbeinu Shalaylam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ato l'cho v'eshlachacho el paro. Now go, and I'm going to send you to Paro, v'hoitzeyas ami v'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, and take my people, Am Yisrael, my children of Israel, from Mitzrayim. So the Pritzadik says, to say, now go, and I'm sending you, is almost not only redundant, but it's in the wrong order. I will send you, so go. Tevas l'cha, l'chayra ein lo perish. Go where? Obviously to Paro, then just say, v'eshlachacha. Da'ono yelech, kodem ashlichus. What is the point of the l'cha? Where would he go if not on this mission, this shlichus to Paro? V'hava lo leimar, eshlachacha v'telech. I will send you and you will go. Gam lo maksiv l'cha behe. Why with a hay? Instead of just leich. So he says, ach l'may l'ksiv, when Moshe Rabbeinu first came on to Har Sinai, and he sees the sneh boyer ba'esh, he is told, Vayar Hashem kisar lirois, Vayikra elav elikim yitechasne, Vayemer Moshe Moshe, Vayemer hineini, Vayemer, Al tikrav haloim. He says, do not come closer to where you are. Don't come up higher on this mountain. Shall na'olecha me'al raglecha, and take your shoes off your feet. Ki ha'makem ha'sha'ato. I made a love, admas kodeshu. Where you are standing, it's admas kodesh. This is a holy place. You cannot be here with shoes. Says the Ramban, taking note of the fact that he's told, walk no further, come no farther than you have, because of Ramban Zal, lo higia adayin l'ma'alosoi ha'gedoyin l'benevua, that he, Moshe Rabbeinu, had not yet reached the height of prophetic capacity that he was yet going to reach. He was way below the zenith of his prophetic power, meaning the deserve, the holiness, the ability to be with Hashem and connected and in touch with all of that which is of heavenly nature, he was very far away yet. And that's why he was not yet able to be on the mountain, but only up to where he came. Kibahar Sinai, because at the revelation of Sinai, Nigash El Ha'arafel. He went into the very, quote-unquote, thick darkness, meaning he went there where no man can go. He went to be otherworldly. He was completely the Yeshua Elikim at the time of Matan Torah. There was no problem where I should had to say to him, you know, Al Tikrav Haloim, don't come closer. That's because here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, you're not there yet. This is just the beginning of Moshe becoming Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Ramban. Ayin Shem. But that's not necessarily what Rav Tzadik would say. Achein, but B'Zayir HaKadosh Parshazu. Zayir HaKadosh says, Isa, in the Zayir HaKadosh we read, Kishenayelet Moshe, Yicheid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmoy Olav. Already at the time of Moshe's birth, there was something that brought the name of Hashem in association with Moshe, meaning that there's a kedusha to Moshe Rabbeinu from birth, d'chsev, as it says in the pasuk, v'teira oisai, that Yecheved, Moshe's mother, saw kitayvhu. There was something there already. And then the Zohar goes on and says, Uksiv, Toiv Hashem Lakol. As we read three times a day in Ashrei. So when it says in the Pasuk about this infant, about this newborn Moshe, ki toiv hu, that's laden with meaning, laden with an apparent presence of the Shekhinah radiating, so that those who are holy enough to know what they're looking at sensed, this is no ordinary child. This is no ordinary baby. And that's what the pasuk means. This is a baby whose toiv is the toiv of toiv Hashem, lakol. They understood that this baby is a godly neshama. And that was the case at birth. V'yamru. Furthermore, in the Zohar HaKadosh, this is in the Zohar Teva Eschana, in Chelek Gimel, page Resh Samach Aleph in the Zohar. On the pasuk in Kehelis, Toiv Lefnehu Elikim Yimolet Mimeno, from a problematic Yetzihara, the allure of the wrong woman, a good person, Yimolet Mimeno. Toiv Lefnehu Elikim Yimolet Mimeno. My Toiv, Da Moshe. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chsiv, Ki Toivhu. Again, this pasuk, Vatera Oisai, Ki Toivhu. Our pasuk in Shmoisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was with him in a way that people could sense, those who are holy enough to know it, sensed it and saw it.
One of his names was Tuvia, I believe.
Yeah. To Rashi. Yes, yes. Va'aldo Chsiv, and then the Zohar continues and says, Ki hamokem asher ata oimeido lov admas kodeshu. And the Zohar says, oimeid olov davka. In other words, he was able to stand there where no one else could stand. He was able to be a man in the presence of the Shekhinah, which is not something that anyone else can do. My taima, this is all a quote from the Zohar there in Veschanan. Begin ki toivhu. That's why he was able to be on Har Sinai already, on Admas Kodesh, standing up, breathing, living, seeing with all his senses, and in the presence of Hashem on Har Sinai. Begin ki toivhu. And then, the Zohar adds, v'toiv hu d'chura. Toiv is Lashon Zohar, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu would be an assertive power, like a Zohar. An assertive power, an assertive partner to the Shekhinah. V'hainu shehu lamala me'admas kodesh, shehu b'chinas shechinto. Meaning, he is omed on the place, which is a stance of being a zacher, a stance of positive, powerful effect, one that can make things happen and change and create in partnership with the Shekhinah. V'ahayno, in a simple sentence, shezacher lemalas ishu elokim, already. So he takes exception to the Ramban and says, no, this that Moshe Rabbeinu is on Har Sinai is because he is already the Yisrael Kim. As far as the sentence, Hashem says, Al Tikrav Haloim, meaning walk no farther because you're wearing shoes. And this is as far as you need to come. There's no point in walking any farther. The Shekhinah is revealed to you. But certainly, he says, no, the fact that he is told, Al Tikrav Haloim, Shalom Rechel Me'al Raglach, does not imply that Moshe Rabbeinu is not yet the Yeshua Likim, that he will be when he comes there, months or, you know, a year or so later, and is Mekabel Torah. He is already the Yeshua Likim. V'hainu, Bala Dematrunisa. This is an idea in which the person is escort, is the partner of the Shekhinah. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, you and I are going to accomplish great things. together.
Shechinta is Nekeva usually. I believe correct. That's what he's saying. So the Chura is above Nekeva.
Matronisa is a certain aspect of where man is able to have such an effect and accomplish together with the Shechina. Bala de Matronisa.
But you're not suggesting that when the Gemara says Matronisa, it's referring to the Shechina. There are real Matronisa.
Right, but here the Matronisa that's being referred to is the Shechina. Okay. Velozeh, what we would call Nakvus, and Moshe is serving as the Zohar. Together, they're going to accomplish the Geula, and then after that, Matan Torah. Velozeh kvar Zohar al yedeiz she kishenoylad nismalei abayis or kitoiv. He was already shining with the light of the Rabbi Nishlan, with a radiance of the Shekhinah. K'maisha amru sham, begin the havatav, slik ledarga, achara ilah. Because he was toiv, he was ready to go to the next madrega. Va'al pizeh, yeish lemer, mashenema, lecho. Therefore, going back to his question, why does it say lecho with a hey? What's the going and then I'm sending you? Lecho ve'eshlachacho. Yeish lemer, mashenema, lecho, al pimasha amru b'zayar ha-kodesh. Lech lecho. Ligramach, leitkinadargadilach, where lach lecha means go because this is what you are capable of, because this is your destiny to accomplish great things and to become the greatest Avraham Avinu you're going to be able to become, because this is how you are meant to live and what you are meant to accomplish and what you are capable of. V'chein kan, lecha behei, because of the hei ilo'o, there's a concept of hei. Tachtoin and hey Iloh, hey Elyoin. Shemaira Albino. This is that which we call Bina. Shezacha Meshalazeh. Bina means an understanding, but it's an understanding of the highest nature and of the holiest kind. An understanding that no human being is capable of understanding. This is an understanding of what it is that is what we call divine intent, divine knowledge, which is what Moshe was seeking when he went out into the Midbar. The Netziv of Halashon says, why was he bringing the Tzayin of Yisrael to the Midbar? Because he was looking for that moment where Hashem would finally respond to him, answer his questions. He was searching to understand what it is Hashem wants with this Golus. He was in Midian all these years, but his heart and his mind and his soul, he's entirely with the Yidden and Mitzrayim. And now he is achieving with HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, Lecha, you are granted this Bina, this Heilah Shemaira Albina Shezachem Moshe Lezeh Kamoshe Nemar Bechol Beisi Neman. Neman means I can trust him. I can trust Moshe Rabbeinu to have an implicit partnership where anything and everything that is necessary for him to know and understand is understood by him as if it's understood Kveyachel with Hashem's understanding. In other words, Moshe has a certain sense of knowledge and understanding that's totally otherworldly. The Ishtalim B'chol Esa Dargin, he has fully accomplished all Madregos. V'zeh shenemar l'cha, l'darga d'loch, meaning l'cha with the hey is meant to say to him, you are capable of more than you even realize. You are capable of an understanding and then of achieving for the sake of the divine much more than any other human being that ever lived, that ever will live. Val derech masha amu b'zeir ha-kadosh, as we have explained by the Zeir. Ulefichach k'siv v'ayelech. And therefore the Torah says, when he does go v'ayelech, klema, shaholach n'madrega zu ayin sham. That's why it says v'ayelech, that Moshe went. That the Lashon of the Torah is very, very, very specific. Let's see the pasuk inside. At Shishi, Vayelach Moshe, Vayoshev El Yasser Chaisnoi, Vayemer Loi El Chanov Shuva. When he accepts the mission, and he says, "Okay, I have to do as I promised." He had promised his father-in-law not to leave Midian without his father-in-law's permission. So it says, "Vayelach Moshe." Now he wasn't going to Mitzrayim yet; he was going back. He was going back to his father-in-law. What's the big deal? Why say Vayelach Moshe? Because the Vayelach Moshe doesn't just mean he went back to Midian to tell his father-in-law that he's leaving. Rav Tzadik is saying Vayelach Moshe means that Moshe understood what his mission was and took upon himself to go there, meaning to be what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had indicated to him he is to become, what he is capable of, and what he is capable, therefore, of accomplishing. Moshe now accepts this. That's the Vayelach. Kalayma Shaholach L'Madrega Zu, Ayin Shom. He went with this capacity and for this purpose, with this sense of mission that had been made his mission, and with an awareness of his capacity. And that's what L'cha means. So L'cha means not just go, it means you are capable of this mission, you are capable of accomplishing this together with the Shekhinah. You are an Isha Elokim, and now accordingly, this is what you must do. And when he accepts this, the response to the Lecha Veshlachacha is where the Torah says, Vayelech Moshe. Okay. Now comes the next part of the mission. Vachachach Veshlachacha. El Paroi Vehoitzeyes Ami. Vahainu. This is Hashem promising him, Shetuchal Lahashpia Lechol Yisrael. You're going to be able to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. You're going to lift them to where they deserve to be taken from Mitzrayim. Bechinas mehemnusa shlimta. Mehemnusa shlimta is what we call emuna shleima. V'hu al pimasha amru kol mi sheyesh bo yirei shemayim dvarav nishmoyim. When someone is yirei shemayim and speaks to the Jewish people from that which we call true yiras shemayim, his words are heard. His words are listened. People get the person's message. The message penetrates. The message reaches deep into the neshamas that the person is speaking to. Kvar amarnu. The Yerushimayim nikra lev. Yerushimayim is what's called lev. The Gemara, Maseches Yoma, on the Pasuk. Lamazem mechir biyad chsil. Liknois chachma v'lev oyin. What good is wisdom, it says in Mishlei, Yud Zayin. What good is it if the heart isn't there? You have all of this pricey, expensive education, even the most sophisticated Torah and Pilpulim, and even the sharpest Talmud. But what good is it, Lev Oyin, if there's no heart? And the Gemara in Yoma says, what good is it if this Talmud Chacham is not really a Talmud Chacham because he's not a Yirei Shemayim? Al Mishain by Yirei Shemayim. So therefore, the person who is Yirei Shemayim, who has Chachma, that means he has the right heart, the understanding heart, what's called Bina Liba. What is Bina? What is understanding? You think it's just intellectual understanding? No. Bina, true understanding, Liba, is a matter of the heart. Hainu, Kishenichnas Hayira Be'oimek Nekudo Shebelev. When that understanding and wisdom penetrates into the deepest depths of the person's being, that's a Yirei Shemayim, and that's what's called Bina Liba. Umisha Naase Merkava L'midas Malchus. This is a person who has what we call the Mida of Malchus, which is Hashem's Mida of heavenly reign, and he, this regal personality, has such Bina, Ihi Yira. That is the yira of a great person here on earth who has then the ability to manifest Midas Malchus. Dvarav Nishmoin, that his words can be heard. You have to listen to what I'm saying. I don't mean it literally as if it's Hashem speaking, but that's what he means. Why is it that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to you, everybody understands? Right? There's no question that Har Sinai HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, everybody understood. Because that's Hashem in his perfection. If Hashem, the perfect Hashem speaks, then everyone understands. Well, Once a person has such yiras haremimus, if a person has this midah, then he has what's called this midas malchus. If he has the midas malchus, who's malchus? Midas malchus, that's shared by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So of course, when such a person speaks, the person to whom he's speaking, understand. When a person has this, and is in this category of bina liba, that the heart is understanding fully, then dvarav nishmoin yoyser v'yoyser, dvarav him k'dvar Hashem. His words are like the words of Hashem himself. The chsiv, and if the words of Hashem, it says in the pasuk, we read it every tainus tzibur, in Yeshaya, kein yi dvari, asher yetzin mipi, lo yoshuv elai rekom, ki im esa, es asher chafatzti, v'yitzliach asher shlachtif. V'zeh shenemer locha, behei shemera al hei ilo, madregas moish rabbeinu, you are capable, like an Israeli kim, you're going to go and you'll be matzliach. And we will accomplish together. V'shlachacha. And you will be sent to the Jewish people, and you will become their leader, and they will be worthy of following you and of leaving Mitzrayim. V'hoitzei, she'atzliach asher shalachtiv. You will have the success of leading Bnei Yisrael out. But the reason you'll have this success is because you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are already b'chol beisi ne'amon. So, basically, in a simple sentence, l'cha means you, Moshe, are capable, go, you're ready to do it. V'shlachacha means you're the right person to send, hoitzei es ami, take my people, they will listen to you because you're such a great person. And because your greatness includes this, what he calls here, bina liba, this kind of tremendous knowing of the heart, with such full and complete yiras shemayim, with mehemnusa shlimta, with emuna shalema, you will easily say and speak to the Jewish people, and the message will be heard. When others perhaps could not, would not be heard, you, Moshe, don't worry about it. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu says, they can listen to me? And the answer is yes, they can listen specifically to you. Because of your being who you are, and because your speaking is like it's coming from Elikim, because you're an Ishur Elikim, that's why they will be able to hear it. They will hear it and understand it, because it's you. Now, if I may just add, that now we understand why it's so important for Hashem to say to him, V'zelecha ha'ois. And what's going to happen here, after you are successful in taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, v'zelecha ois ki anoichi shlachticha v'hoitziacha esama mimitzrayim tavdun esolikim al harazeh. And proof that I'm sending you and that you'll succeed, you'll understand it all, or it means the reason for it all is you'll come back here for Matan Torah. And the connection is not exactly clear. We have a very interesting connection now. What happens in Matan Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks, we all hear him, and we are Mekabel Torah. What the Rav Tzadik has said is that when Moshe is told, L'cha v'eshlachacha, he's being told, and they will hear you. They will listen to you, specifically to you, because when you speak, it's like I am speaking. What better place is there than Har Sinai itself as the example of where people can hear and accept perfectly? There is no questioning. There is no doubt. There is no issue of, you know, crossed wires or weak communication. Right? Am Yisrael is at Har Sinai, and all of us were there, and it's Nevuah itself. There was Gilu Yishchina to everyone. That's what Kesh Baruch Hu was saying. When you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are speaking, it's I who am speaking. You are already that person who, in your speech, in your word, it's me. And that's why they will hear you. L'cha, you're that kind of a person. You're a very holy person. You're an Israeli kin. And that's why they will hear you. So I'm sending you, because from you they will understand the message. They will hear it. And of course, Zelecha Ha'ais, because this is the place, this is Har Sinai, where they will come back one day, and they will hear Hashem speak. They'll hear me, Hashem says. There'll be Gilui Shechina to all of Klal Yisrael, here. What you will have to say now will be heard, because it's you, and you are like me. You are the Yisrael Akim. Beshlachacha, and they will... I'm sending you because from you they will be able to accept it. V'hitzeyas ami. So take them out. And take them out and bring them here so they can hear me. Which they will in Mir Tashem et Matan Torah. So l'cha v'shlachacha is already a point in time, according to Rav Tzadik, where Moshe Rabbeinu is very much the Yisrael Akim. While the Ramban says that it is not yet the height of his prophetic prowess, if you will. Tzaddik says that at that moment he was, Moshe Rabbeinu was already the Yisrael Akim. That's what L'cha V'eshlachacha is saying to him. You are ready for it. You are capable of it. So go, meaning go in accordance with what you are capable of, like Avraham Avinu was told, Lech L'cha. Bishlachacha, and you'll succeed in this mission because it's you. Bnei Yisrael will hear it, and they will receive the message and follow you correctly, and they will have a geula.